This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can I have an early grievance?
Because it takes up an entire aisle. Yes, of course.
My guilty pleasure in the mornings. And it's healthy, not healthy. Like, let's be honest.
Oh, God.
My guilty pleasure in the mornings, it costs like $3.
Is it a parfait?
I go to McDonald's. Their oatmeal is so good. Scott, I'm telling you, I usually only did this in the winter. And then the other day I was like, I'm going to have an oatmeal because I saw it on the menu. I was like, oh, they have it. You get little apples to put in it, and you get a little package of like cranberries and raisins and whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you stir it up. It's really hot. I get a gigantic Diet Coke. I know that's not good for me.
No.
And I eat some oatmeal, and then I'm good. Like, that sticks with you, right? So this morning, I go, and I've got just enough time. I blow through that drive-thru, and I'm like, hey, get me an oatmeal. Get me a Diet Coke. Great. It's in the bag. I get to my destination. I open the bag. There's the little cup of oatmeal. There are no raisins and cranberries. There is no little pack of apples. Wait for it. And there's no spoon, not even a spork, nothing to eat it with.
Hmm. And did you drink it?
Well, no. Like, what does one – you got to have, like, cutlery for the oatmeal, right? So I
– I'm no dietitian here. You might as well just get a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
For oatmeal with nuts and cherries in it?
For the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, okay, which is tasty at McDonald's, let's be honest.
I love the oatmeal. Starbucks has it too. It's very good.
432 calories for the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
Okay, what's the oatmeal?
320. It's only 100 calories
less.
But
it's way better for you, isn't it?
In what? Not if you can't eat it.
Not if there's no spoon.
Not this morning. Have you ever tried to, like, I looked at it for a minute, and I'm like, can I drink it? No, you can't drink oatmeal. Fun fact.
Did you find a way to ingest it?
Yes.
And
I've
how
waited.
Did we do that?
I have a bag of nuts in my golf bag, so I put some nuts in there, and at the turn, I got a spoon, and I ate my nutty oatmeal. Why do you make me feel bad about eating oatmeal? It can't be that bad for you. There's not sugar in it. There's no brown sugar in it.
There's no sugar in it?
You're eating oatmeal without brown sugar or any kind of sugar in it?
It's cranberries.
There's no sugar in the McDonald's oatmeal?
Well, it's not like the... like
if you don't count 19 grams.
No, I mean there's no... like you don't dump in brown sugar like Lauren was saying.
No, it's included.
Are you saying it's not good for me?
What I'm saying is...
people have said, is oatmeal at McDonald's, okay, it can be considered a somewhat healthy breakfast option.
Dana, it has 320 calories. That's not a lot. It has 64 grams of carbohydrates.
Oh, yeah, that is a lot.
Which turns into, anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Carbs turn into sugar.
McDonald's oatmeal can be a convenient and moderately healthy breakfast choice. There is no way you are telling me. The bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, which I love. I love.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm more of a sausage, egg, and cheese kind of guy.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask. What about the sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit?
I love the sausage, egg, and cheese. You're not going to tell me that it is only marginally better for you than the oatmeal. It will break my heart.
No, I'm not saying it's marginally better for you. I said it's only marginally worse. Let's take a gander at the sausage,
okay,
egg and cheese. Now, that one has 580 calories.
Oh.
It has a ton of saturated fat.
Of course it is.
A ton of regular fat.
It's so good.
It has half the carbs as the oatmeal, believe it or not.
Okay, I'm going to listen to a nutrition from Costa Mesa, California. The oats and apples provide soluble fiber and antioxidants, which can help with heart health and digestion. It only has 1.5 grams of saturated fat.
Okay, that's a lot less than the
all right.
That
what's not so great?
Cheese.
Here we go. What's not so great about it? There is one big downside to the McDonald's oatmeal. It is full of added sugar with 18 grams of added sugar.
It's 19, but yeah.
That's about half the daily limit for men and more than half for women. Okay, fine.
That's more than how much?
Okay, this says McDonald's oatmeal packs as much sugar as a Hostess cupcake and almost as much as a full-sized Hershey bar.
You still loving it?
No. Why do you have to ruin my life?
I didn't ruin it. All I did was a simple Google search.
Okay, so how many grams of sugar does it have in it? And you said that that's
19,
half the amount?
Yes.
And that's half the amount for a male in the United States. Like daily. So, I'm drinking a Mountain Dew can right now with 46 grams of sugar in it.
How much sugar?
You're putting that in your body?
I am. I am definitely putting this in my body right now as we speak.
Oh,
how much sugar?
You just wasted on the
okay,
own.
Okay, one. Oh. Wait, what did we just say it had?
What are we talking about?
The oatmeal. How many grams of sugar?
19.
A standard 5-ounce glass of dry wine typically contains 1 gram. Oh, okay.
Now we're looking at all our bad decisions.
Yeah, I'd rather drink the wine.
We're covering all our bases.
Fine.
Why don't you just get, I'm being serious, why don't you just get like the packets of Quaker oats that, you know, like the maple sugar that they sell
I know,
at the
but that's
store.
So processed. Now, I do have the old, I do have the old style Quaker oats. And we were talking about this the other day. And if I go to Costco and get a big old thing of cranberries and a big old thing of nuts, I can make it myself. You're right.
Yeah.
But there's something nice about blowing through there. It takes about 3 minutes. Give me my oatmeal, give me my Diet Coke, and I'm happy for the day.
And there is something about, and I don't know if it's the convenience of having somebody else making it for you, because in the past,
yeah,
I used to bring these in for my make-at-home lunches. I would get an English muffin, mm-hmm, and I would scramble some eggs, uh-huh, and make a little egg patty.
Yeah, little Jimmy Dean on there.
Egg patty. Then I would throw that on my toasted English muffin, mm-hmm, put on a slice of American cheese and a couple pieces of bacon. And I would make that for my lunch and bring it here before the show.
Okay.
It's literally the exact same ingredients that they use at McDonald's, and yet theirs tastes better.
Yeah, it always does.
Why?
Why does their Diet Coke taste better?
I don't know.
That's a fact.
I know. I haven't had a Diet Coke in a long time, but the last one I ever had, I got it at McDonald's. I don't know what they're doing over there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.